What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
Do you often find that you need a distraction from everyday life?
Do you like true crime, conspiracy theories, paranormal stories, and other weird, dark tales?
Well, tune in and turn up Weird Distractions Podcast, where we, your hosts, Christy
and Alex,
bring you a weird distraction to help you get through the work week.
Every Sunday morning, you can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Good Pods, and more.
So grab a snack, get comfy,
and make sure to lock those doors. Need a distraction? We got you.
Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of Reddit on Wiki, the podcast that openly admits to using Wikipedia as a source. My apologies to my teacher, Mrs. Thompson, but we are extremely lazy. My name is Josh Shell, and I will be running the show today. Along with me are my two amazing co-hosts. First up is the man who thinks drinking and podcasting are synonyms for each other, the incredibly funny Sean. How's it going, Sean?
Pretty good, man. Excited to be here. Episode one, baby.
Oh, I'm excited. And of course, we have the man with the plan himself, lover of spooky things and wrestling. John, how's it going, John?
What up? Welcome to episode one.
Hey, excited to be back, you know? I mean, be back. It's our first episode, I guess, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, why did just throw my you know, episode zero in the trash? But it's all good, you know? I'm not butthurt or anything.
Yeah, we'll throw that in the trash and our host intros. Yeah, they're all garbage.
I said some nice things about you fuckers, but I guess never mind, right?
Yeah, I'm going all in on my hosting episode, so get ready for that. It's just going to be a diss track.
Oh, you dropping bars?
No, we've talked about this. I am way too white to do any of that.
Again, white Canadian, John. He is a white Canadian.
Yeah, true.
I mean, Drake's half white.
Don't you disrespect champagne poppy like that, right?
My apologies. Now I want to give you, the listeners, a rundown of how the show is going to operate. Each week, one host will have a research topic of their choosing and present it to the other two hosts. They will be reacting, commenting, and throwing in their two cents. We will get things wrong a lot of the time, and we hope that if you don't learn something, you'll at least laugh along and have some fun. Does that sound good, guys?
That sounds about right. And, we also want to encourage them, because we're going to get a lot of things wrong, do your own damn research.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, guys, we are not experts in anything at all. So take everything with a grain of salt.
Especially my episodes.
If Josh even uses salt for his food.
Yeah, I do, actually, a lot.
There you go, some seasoning.
Not pepper.
Oh.
Now, I wanted to start the show with some reviews, but as this is our first episode, we don't currently have any. So instead, I went to a random product review generator and created some myself.
Oh, shit.
So without further ado, here is the first review that generated. It says, quote, heard about this on Gypsy Jazz Radio, decided to give it a try, end quote. It doesn't say whether it's good or bad, and I'm now curious as to what Gypsy Jazz is and if that's offensive or not.
Did they give a star rating at all? That's all that matters.
No,
we
just
got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9.
It just gives you like a sentence, so I don't know. I don't know what the rating was.
For my mental health, I'll say it's 5 stars.
Yeah.
Wow, right. That's crazy! Holy shit, 5 stars.
Thanks, Bot One.
Yeah, thanks.
Bot Two says, "Quote: This Reddit on Wiki works quite well. It professionally improves my soccer by a lot." End quote.
That's the goal.
Boo.
trying to throw my pun in there, but I got a penalty instead, so
yeah, red card to John. You sit out for a little bit. All right, well, thank you to those lovely bots for those reviews. If you want your reviews read out on the show, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, And if you make them as interesting as those reviews, you will definitely make it on the show.
Not a high bar.
It's not a high bar at all, but I will at least be entertained reading dumb reviews that have nothing to do with our podcast. With all of that out of the way, let us jump into the episode. Today, we will be talking about the lost colony of Roanoke. Now, without Googling it, can either of you tell me what you know about the lost colony of Roanoke, or if you have any guesses?
Imagine it's a group of people.
Okay, group of people.
And I like it. People are having trouble finding them.
Also true. Yeah, yeah, actually. Still to this day having trouble finding where they went.
Ooh, so. I'm on the right track.
What about you, John?
I honestly don't have any clue about,
oh, no,
about Lost Colony. I mean, from the sounds of it, they're a colony that got lost. And, well, actually, I do know one thing about it. It was in the Carolinas somewhere, right?
It was in the Carolinas somewhere, correct?
That's the only one I know. And then I always get that often confused with Jamestown. So
true. Very other that, similar.
Other than that, I'm completely in a blind. I don't know anything about it.
Fair Wait, enough. Why do you get that confused with Jamestown? Is that, are there similar stories? Or just,
I don't know. Is it Jamestown sounds another colony?
Oh, I don't
it
know.
It is another colony. Ah, yeah.
I was just like, okay, it's probably the same thing.
That sounds nothing like whatever you, Josh just said, Roanoke?
Yeah, Roanoke. Well, no, the names aren't similar, but the...
to be bright, okay.
None of us did.
Yeah.
Facts.
And I don't know enough about Jamestown to go off about that, so we'll ignore that John ever said that.
Just like episode zero, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to ignore that. Yeah.
I hate you guys. I quit.
No, you're contractually obligated. We made you sign at least 3 seasons of this, so...
Damn it.
All right, I'll jump right into the first paragraph. Wikipedia says, quote, "The establishment of the Roanoke colony was an attempt by Sir Walter Ralph to found the first permanent English settlement in North America. The English, led by Humphrey Gilbert, had claimed St. John's, Newfoundland in 1583 as the first American English territory as the royal prerogative of Queen Elizabeth I. The first Roanoke colony was founded by Governor Ralph Lane in 1585 on Roanoke Island in what is now known as Dare County, North Carolina. Following the failure of the 1585 settlement, a second colony led by John White landed on the same island in 1587 and set up another settlement that became known as the Lost Colony due to the subsequent unexplained disappearance of its population." End quote.
Mm-hmm.
So you were right. It is a group of people, and they did go lost on this island known as Roanoke. So I'm going to give full marks to Sean on that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
And part marks to John for getting Carolina.
Thank you.
He didn't say which Carolina, which disappointed me, but.
Whatever. North, south. Well, there's only two, right? Yeah.
I don't understand why you guys have so many north and south states. Just combine them. I don't understand.
Also, randomly, we have new ones. We have west ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Kansas. Arkansas they spell the same. They still don't pronounce it the same. But,
you know, oh, yeah. The sauce, the SAS.
Arkansas, Kansas. You just literally add an AR before that. It's fucking Americans.
I think it's generally known Americans don't know what's going on.
They just like to fight. So,
true.
Facts.
So they break up a lot, which I guess I understand. We have like 12 provinces and territories. I don't know. I should know that.
You only have 12?
I think so. They're a lot larger, though. So.
I was going to say, like, ain't Canada like a whole... That's just huge.
Canada's big as fuck.
It is huge, yeah.
Yeah.
And we hate each other just as much, but we don't break up. Oh, that's not true. Quebec did. Anyway, we're way off topic. So going back to Roanoke, it was an English settlement, but I'm gonna give you guys the whole rundown of the situation because Wikipedia just gives you a little taste, and I'm going to paint you guys a picture right now. You know, I'm going to have... birds chirping, a nice scenic landscape. Ooh. Audio going on right now, so people listening can hear it, but we can't. So let's head back to the late summer in the year 1585. The smell of the sea fills our noses as we rock over the gentle waves in the ocean. We are a group of English settlers ready to explore and conquer the quote-unquote new land. Led by a man named Sir Francis Drake, we are the first attempt at an English settlement in the New World. So no pressure, guys. Don't fuck this up.
I feel like we're playing Dungeons and Dragons right now.
This is exactly what I was going for. So
any of you gamers here?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like getting Uncharted vibes.
Uncharted.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean the first Uncharted game was about Sir Francis Drake. I mean Nathan Drake. It's his ancestor.
Oh shit. You know, it's been so long since I've played Uncharted, man. I was in high school, maybe? Jesus.
I'm gonna get lambasted right now. I've never played. But I'm an Xbox guy, so I don't have the option to.
Ew, you're Canadian and like Xbox. Why are you here with us?
You said you wanted diversity on the podcast.
Oh, you're right.
This is true.
I'm all about that life.
All right, back to my painting. Okay. A man screams from the front of the ship, "Land ho!" And as we begin to lecture the man about how calling a land a hoe is both misogynistic and just terrible grammar, a sea of green seemingly erupts from the endless blue ocean. The coast of what is now known as North Carolina is teeming with life and adventure. We anchor our ship off of one of the islands near the coast of this massive landmass. Docking our boats, we roll up our sleeves and begin the grueling work of starting a colony. All right, that's enough roleplay. Sean, you can take your costume off.
Oh, six.
So the first year for the settlers was hard, and the colony definitely did not fare well. With regular attacks from the native people and food supplies running low, the colonists were forced to retreat to England in 1586. And that's the end of the story. So thanks everyone for listening. Hang on. Wait, it says there were about 400 more years of genocide, slavery, and religious indoctrination. So I guess that it's not the end. I'm sorry about that.
If only it could be. Yeah.
If only. Yeah, exactly. The world might be a better place. Alas, the English were not deterred. And in August 1587, another 115 colonists arrived on Roanoke Island to try and reestablish a new colony. This time, the expedition was led by a man named John White, and this time things were different. Just kidding, they went almost exactly the same because it is new land and they were trying to colonize it, so it's going to go poorly, you guys. It's not for the faint of heart. A little under a year into the second wave of settlers, things were starting to look bad. Knowing he had to do something, John elected to head back to England for more food and supplies. And so, leaving his wife and family behind, he became the first father to say, "I'm going to the corner store for some smokes."
That bastard would be named John.
Every episode I do with you, John, has to have a John in it. So. Yeah.
Oh, you're making all the Johns look like assholes, okay?
That's my goal. So
find a Sean or find a Josh or something.
There's a lot of douchebag Joshes, so we're just going to throw them all on John. Now, unfortunately for John, he did get the smoke. You see, in Europe, the Anglo-Spanish War was at an all-time high. This war was never officially a war and is way too complex to get into, but all you need to know is that England, Spain, and France were having a dick-swinging contest with their naval ships. Mm. With the famous Spanish Armada, Spain had the upper hand, so Queen Elizabeth I sent out a call for every available ship to help battle the Spanish Armada. This included our John White and his ship. So things aren't looking good for old Johnny Boy. He's going to war, left his family behind in a terrible situation. I don't know why he didn't bring them back. Like, if we're looking back on this, skipping ahead a little bit. But if you were leaving your family for a voyage that would take, I don't know, what, a month? I don't know how long it takes to cross the ocean. I've never done it. But a long time, and you're just leaving them and to starve? Like, he can't have loved his family that much, I wouldn't think.
He's probably like, it's one of those way back then when it's, I feel like they treat, one, women and children as not really like family. It was like a patriarchy at that point. Like everything is male-centered, male-dominated. So that's probably why he's just like, well, it's my responsibility as a man to provide for food. So therefore, I'm going to leave your ass here to fend for yourself while I go and gallivant. It just happens that he, you know, got the brunt end of the Spain's big dick armada.
Yeah, ran face first into a war. After 2 years of naval warfare, John was finally able to return to Roanoke in August of 1590. When he arrived on the island, he found it deserted with no trace that a colony had ever been there. The settlement was neatly taken apart with no sign of struggle anywhere. And this whole story could be called a series of unfortunate events because not long after John and his crew landed, a large storm was approaching. And with no shelter or way to survive the storm, John was forced to leave his family behind and head back to England, which is pretty sad. I believe there's rumors that he had traveled back to search for them, but I don't know. I couldn't find anything confirming that. So that's just take that with a grain of salt. But yeah, so our boy John had to abandon and go back home after realizing that there was no one left. So before I get to the most likely theories, I want to hear theories from what you guys think happened to Roanoke. I also have some theories from Reddit that are fun that I want to share with you guys. So, but we'll start with you guys. What do you think happened, John?
I want to say murder. I don't know. Maybe it was like a full on like, that's crazy because.
Was it just John that left or like all the dudes left their wives and were like, all right, hope you're good in a month.
That's a great question. It's assuming he did take some people back with him because you need someone to run a ship, right? You can't do that yourself. So I would assume he would have taken a crew, but he left probably around 100, just over 100 people there on the island. And and when they got back, the settlement was taken apart neatly. There was no sign of struggle.
Oh, it was neatly.
Yeah, yeah. Like the fence post was up, I think. But all the houses and stuff were taken down.
I think if I were to have like some sort of a speculation, I want to say whoever were the natives of that land that lived there initially, maybe they saw them as a threat. They saw that, you know, the men weren't there to, I guess, quote unquote, protect the women and the children. I think they got wiped out by whoever was the native citizens at that time. That's my theory.
I was thinking the same thing, but are you going to murder people and then like neatly put things away?
Maybe they. That's true.
I don't know, man. Putting things away neatly, really, I guess that's why we're talking about it today, as opposed to just a murder.
That's why it's a bit of a mystery. Yeah. Any other theories or do you want me to move on to Reddit's theories?
Maybe they started a cult.
Oh.
Ooh. Throwback to my podcast. Yeah. Let's start a cult. Go check it out.
Exactly. Full circle, baby.
Maybe they were just left to fend off for themselves and they were just like, you know what? We're strong, independent people, like, you know, who we don't need no men. So we're just going to like start a cult of like empowered women and they all just dipped. They became like the matriarch of that group and they established, you know, civilizations and colonies where it was the reverse role where it's like, it's not the patriarchy that's the head of the house. It's the women running things because they're doing all the everyday, taking care of the everyday duties pretty much.
That'd be a bad look because they disappeared completely.
That's true. Yeah.
They're just really good at hiding.
Who knows?
I like the 21st century look at things. Definitely a feminist theory, I guess we'd call it that. There were men there. I don't want to make it sound like every man left. It was just probably like a handful that could run the ship and bring them back. So there were still men there. There just wasn't as many, I guess. There was probably like, I don't know how many takes to run a ship. I'm going to be honest, guys. I didn't do that research. But let's say 15. It takes 15 guys to run a ship to get back to England. So there's still probably, I don't know, 70 guys there still. It's a lot. All right. I'll move on to the Reddit theories because some of them are pretty interesting.
It's Reddit. That's
yeah.
That's
yeah,
an explanation in itself.
The whole reason for the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So my first theory comes from Shizmuffy. We'll go with that.
Cool.
He or she says, quote, "If I recall correctly, there was also a mysterious native population not too far away from the mysterious Roanoke colony that mysteriously," and he likes to use the word mysteriously a lot, "had blonde hair and blue eyes, light-skinned members for generations. Very mysterious," end quote. So Shizmuffy seems to think they may be integrated with the native colonies in the area. Not sure where that stands on your list of theories, but
that makes sense. If most of the men, like, or at least the strong men that could provide, all went on the ship, maybe the women and children looked somewhere else.
That's true.
That's possible.
I think that's more feasible now instead of my murder theory, and that's probably why everything was neatly put away or neatly
because they prepared for it.
It was neat because they brought it with them to wherever.
Right, it's up there. Now, hang on to that because this next theory might change your mind.
Is it aliens?
Better. Wildcard 35 says, quote, "To the best of my knowledge," he says he's a history grad, "no one knows for certain what happened to the colony. Many theories have been postulated, including famine, mishaps with natives, and even zombies."
There we go.
Hold up. And
there it is.
Motherfucker's a history major?
Yeah, I mean, you can become a history major.
And throwing out zombies as a possible theory?
Yeah. Yeah. Not great. And I love this theory because it's so ridiculous that I had to Google it. And I came across this article on zombieresearchsociety.com.
Nice.
Credible source.
I took a quote from it, a paragraph from it. So it says, quote, ZRS researcher, so Zombie Research Society researcher, Andre Freeman suggests that it may have been the work of zombies. Freeman considers the findings of noted Harvard archaeologist Lawrence Stagger, who unearthed evidence that mass cannibalism at the Roanoke site. He also points to reports from local tribes stating that the colonists died in a great war within their own ranks. Quote, a sudden undead plague sweeping through the unprepared colony would quickly become a horrific, violent feast, leaving not a man, woman, or child alive. End quote. He goes on to suggest that the relative isolation of the settlement and time elapsed before the return of the supply ship would allow for the remaining colonial zombies to rot back into the earth. Without any humans left to feed on, so no way to spread the infection, the zombie outbreak would have simply died off. End quote. So, a lot to unpack there. Yeah,
if there's one thing we know about zombies is that they're very neat when they pack. You know what I'm saying? They like to keep things nice and tidy.
They threatened the colonists. They said, put away the houses. We don't need those anymore. Put them nicely away and then we'll eat you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually quite surprised that you're the first one who's throwing a cannibalistic episode. I thought I was going to be the first one. So, I mean, actually, that theory actually sounds legit. I know I sound fickle as shit, like just switching all the time, but that kind of makes sense. I doubted your history major, my guy.
Yeah, related but not related. The U.S. government has a page on zombie preparedness.
Word?
Yeah, the CDC has a page on how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse. We covered it on like one of our very first episodes on Shots and Thoughts. So full circle, sort of.
You'll have to do an episode on that, Sean.
I'll just play my episode in the middle of our episode.
He's just like,
yeah, just sit there and hit the play button.
So here's the research I've done. Hits play. Six.
I love it.
It's like, who are the other two voices?
Josh and John sound different.
They sound way drunker. So yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. I don't know if it's technically believable, John. Like, if there had been cannibalism, yeah, the neatly packed stuff doesn't really fit into that genre. There'd be signs of struggle, or you'd at least find the bodies. I know he says there'd be time for the bodies to dispose of, but there definitely would not be. Like, the bodies would still be there. So I don't believe it's a possibility, but it's a fun one to look at. My final Reddit comment that I grabbed is from someone deleted, and probably for good reason, but...
Oh, God.
He says, I mean, it's not terrible. It's just not. Hey, I'll get into it. He says, quote, read this. And then it's a link to a book on Amazon called A Voyage Long and Strange on the Trail of Vikings, Conquistadors, Lost Colonists, and Other Adventures in the Early Americas by Tony Horowitz. He goes on to say, a great, funny, interesting book all about the visitors to the Americas between Columbus and before, and up to the Pilgrims' Landing, including Roanoke. Favorite line, quote, when the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth, the first Native American they encountered not only spoke fluent English, but asked if they had brought a beer, end quote. And then he says, great read. So definitely not an accurate representation of the interaction between white settlers and Native Americans, but if you want a whitewashed version of the events, check out that book.
Sure, it was just as friendly as that.
Yeah. I mean, he's asking for a beer, you know? It's not a bad way to get introduced. Now, these are all great theories, all equally valid, clearly. But we need to throw in an ad so we don't resort to cannibalism ourselves. So please enjoy a word from our sponsors as we discuss who will be eaten first between the three of us. All right, so we agree that John gets eaten first. You good with that, Sean?
Yeah, I'm probably good.
Oh,
cool.
I will say it should probably be me. I feel like I haven't met y'all in person, but just looking at y'all, I'm pretty sure I have the highest body fat percentage. Josh, you look like a skinny man. John, I know you work out every day at 5. And I do none of that.
I'm built like a fucking pug, so, or like a guinea pig.
No.
You don't see the bottom half, bro. I got a big old gut.
Okay.
Now, as far as what happened to the lost colonists, it seems that Swish Muffy might have had the closest theory with the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Native Americans in the area. This is because archaeologists in 1998 studied the tree ring data in the area, and it appeared that the 2 years John was gone, there was a massive drought in that part of North America. So the colonists would have been forced to move to find food and a steady supply of water. Also, before John retreated from the storm, he noticed the word Croatoan was carved into a fence post surrounding the colony. There was also the letters CRO carved into tree trunks around the area. So, I mean, I left that a little bit out, but it gives you a big clue as to where they go, because it suggests that the colonists attempted to migrate to the nearby Croatoan Island, now known as Hatteras Island, which was occupied by a Native American tribe at the time. The most popular theory is that they joined the Native Americans to overcome their lack of resources. So, not zombies, sadly, John. I don't know where that stacks up on the how close it is to reality, but it's probably low on the list, I think.
Much less exciting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I got my hopes up for nothing.
I'm sorry. You can do the cannibal episode on your episode. Mm-hmm. So there are many pieces of evidence to back this up. There was obviously Shmuzwuffy's claim that Native Americans in the area have light skin, blue eyes, as I said. So that suggests that the colonists became part of the tribe and procreated with them. Another weak piece of evidence to back this up is that archaeologists had found artifacts and objects within the Croatoan villages that only English settlers had owned. This doesn't necessarily prove that they were there, only that the tribe had communication and trade with English settlers. The final piece of evidence they found is the most controversial. There are reports that John White's daughter, Eleanor Dare, would carve stories of the colonists onto stones. These stones are called Dare stones and have been found all over the island. However, many of these stones are believed to be hoaxes, but some academics believe that there are at least one of the stones may be authentic. And I believe that's also why it's called Dare County, where the area is. So, fun fact about that area if any North Carolinians are listening in. So there's a lot of not hardcore proof that they integrated with the Native Americans, but there's a lot of pointing to that at least. We may never actually know the truth about the colonists of Roanoke. Did they make it to the Croatoan Island? Did they suffer and die from a drought? Or did they die at the hands of zombies? All plausible theories, but for now, that is the end of the lost colony of Roanoke. Sorry, I didn't give you an answer to your questions of the whole podcast, but it's a clickbait podcast title to start it off. We need those clicks.
We do.
So what'd you guys think? What'd you guys think of Roanoke? Anything interesting?
I'm going to go, since there's not a lot of proof, I'm still going to go with my headcanon of alien.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to go.
I'm just going to go to Roanoke. I'll go back in time. I'll save all those people,
Appreciate it. From the aliens.
Yeah, from the aliens. Exactly.
Nice.
Maybe aliens help them with neatness technology,
That's what I'm saying.
Neatness technology.
Maybe the aliens brought like futuristic Dyson. Dyson, I was going to say Dyson vacuums to fucking Roanoke.
Fucking Mr. Clean shows up on the island.
Yeah, magic erasers. Goddamn.
The whole nine.
You want to make things whiter?
Yeah. Why do you think that the aliens probably introduced bleach as well? Maybe that's why a lot of the native children became blonde. So.
There we go.
this is where shit goes downhill, man.
There's legitimately no other explanation.
Yeah,
I think we figured it out, guys.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Aliens and Mr. Clean bleach Dyson bleach.
Exactly.
That's not even the same bleach you use to bleach your hair, right? I'm pretty sure that's going to kill you or mess you up.
Oh yeah, it'll definitely fuck your hair up. I wouldn't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't drink bleach either. I know a lot of you, not going to say, but a lot of you listen to some guy say drink bleach, but that's... He's out of the office, so we're good.
I think that's how you cure COVID, is it not?
Well, no, I mean,
I did two shots. We'll get rid of it. Bleach right up the vein.
Yeah, just
hey guys, it will get rid of COVID.
That's true.
It will 100% get rid of the COVID if it's in your systems. God. It'll also get rid of you. So
yeah. Guaranteed. That's you'll be dumbfounded if you do that.
Yeah. I'd say you'd be on an episode.
But we're done.
They're dumbfounded. When's that episode coming out?
I don't know. But I do think the theory of kind of assimilation with the... Did they say what the tribe was called?
So it says Croatoan, but I believe they're called the Hatteras tribe. That's why the island's called Hatteras Island now. Okay. That's what I've read. Again, take everything I say with a grain of salt. True. I didn't do super research into that part. But there were some people in the Reddit comments saying, I am part of this Native American tribe. And I don't know how far you can verify Redditors, but yeah. They were saying that there are rumors within the tribe that there was an English colony that did integrate with their tribe. So
I'm surprised at this point that no one did a Kickstarter for people who claim that they are. Like, just give them a bunch of subscription for a 23andMe or those things where you do the DNA test.
I mean, to be fair, if I was the Native American people and white people came up to them and were like, we want to do a DNA test on you.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah. I'm saying thanks, but no thanks.
Wait, not to get off topic, but didn't 23andMe just have like a big, like, weren't they selling the data that they got from you? Yeah. That's why people were like, oh, shit. I think they were selling it to like the government or something like that.
Yeah, so it wasn't 23andMe. It was a subsidiary of them, I think. I forget what it's called, but someone got arrested because they uploaded their DNA sent their DNA in, and it made a match with, I don't know if it was a murder or something. And so the guy got like arrested or girl.
What
I forget.
The hell?
Yeah. So be careful if you're going to commit a murder.
Don't send your DNA. Right.
If you take anything from this Roanoke episode, it's don't send your DNA to random people.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea.
We're not even talking about lost colony anymore. We're just talking about don't send your babies around. Like, don't
send it to Jeff Bezos. He'll do what he wants with it.
Exactly. But I mean, at the same time, like, if they do get assimilated, I just gotta say that's probably like a beautiful combination of the
absolutely.
That's gonna be I mean, you got like the natives, and then you have like the fair skin of people in Europe, and you combine that with the blue eyes, man, those kids are going to make it far in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful story in like multiple senses. If they actually did come together in this like harmonic, hey, it's a drought, let's help each other out, like that would be a nice story. The hundreds of years afterwards are not so nice.
That one's not so nice, yeah.
I wonder if those are the Native Americans that are like, their ancestors are now white people who are like, well, I'm technically like 178th Cherokee, God. I have a say in this. The Redskins is a totally fine football name. I would know. I'm 178th Cherokee, again, letting you know.
The whitest person you've ever seen in your life.
I'm pretty sure you're not, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get a say in this one. Yeah. Maybe take a seat on the bench for this one.
Exactly.
This conversation. That's funny. That could be what their ancestors are doing right now. Who knows? Anyway, that is the story of the lost colony of Roanoke. Thank you everyone to listening to this first episode. If you can please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, it helps us out and you have a chance to have your review read out on an upcoming episode. If you want to hear more fake reviews, don't leave any reviews and I'll just keep doing those.
No, don't tell them to do that. Leave reviews, please.
I enjoy it. So if you want to keep up with the show, please hit that subscribe button and stay up to date with the latest episodes. We will be releasing once a week on... Oh, I choked.
That's what she said.
Damn it.
Pause.
We'll be releasing once a week on Mondays. And if you still want more from us, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RedditOnWiki. This is Josh signing off. Sean, you're up next.
Peace. Oh, God.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.